time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
The homily for July 15th, 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time, comes from the 10th chapter of St. Luke's Gospel. And it's the remarkable story of the Good Samaritan. Much of the traditional interpretation of this story emphasizes the generosity of the Good Samaritan and views this story as a model for generosity of all Christians. Certainly the context in Luke suggests such an interpretation. However, some recent interpreters suggest a different reading and put the emphasis on the surprise of the insurance man. The Good Samaritan is God, and the injured Jew is the loser, the sinner. He is all of us sinners. This interpretation fits the paradigms of many other parables with Jesus. A reckless, generous God, overwhelming us with the surprise of his implacable love. Now, this is a story about a Cubs fan and a Sox fan, which people in Chicago, of course, will recognize instantly, but I think our constant summer warfare on the shores of Lake Michigan between Cubs and Sox fans is something that everybody in the country knows about. Once upon a time, a Cub fan and a Sox fan got in an argument during the game at the Cell, as we call the place that's really Comiskey Park. The argument was, of course, the fault of the Sox fan. He shouted the first epithet, he knocked the Cub's cap from the other man's head, he threw a beer can at the Cub fan and hit his wife by mistake. What was the poor Cub fan to do but to push the Sox fan, who obviously had too much to drink and lacked self-restraint? The ushers and the cops had to separate him, and since the cops at the Cell tend to be Sox fans, they ejected the Cub fan. Yuppie scum, go home. The Cub fan had to watch the ninth inning at his home. And needless to say, by the way, the Cubs' bullpen imploded in the ninth, as it usually does. The next day, however, Virtue, Truth, and Sammy Sosa triumphed, and the Cubs evened the series. And the following day, the Cub fan drove out of the parking lot, flush with a series victory, and saw his adversary at a corner on State Street with a flat tire and the hood up in his car. He pulled over and, despite his wife's admonitions, helped change the tire and provide a battery charge. The two men shook hands and promised to meet again when the Red Line World Series finally came around. So this makes the Cub fan as a representative of God. Well, of course.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.